Welcome back to The Download here on WGN Radio. I'm Justin Kaufman. Like I said, coming up at 8:30, Chris Roebling and Charles Lipson will be in studio as we prepare for the vice presidential candidate Mike Pence's speech to the Republican National Convention. That should be coming up in the 9 o'clock hour. I'm not really sure. I probably could have done an easy Google search to figure out exactly when Mike Pence is going on stage, but I like, you know what? I like the mystery of it. I think that's the fun of it. Could be early. Could be like 5 minutes early. But we'll bring you those his speech in his entirety, and we may pop in on a couple of the other senators tonight, Senator Cruz, Senator Rubio, also speaking at the convention, as well as Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker. That's coming up. We'll start that coverage after the 8:30 news. Well, it was announced earlier this week that Game of Thrones will return to HBO, but fans will have to wait until summer of 2017. It's a year from now for season 7. So if you can't wait that long for your Thrones fix, then maybe it's time to head over to the Apollo Theater in Lincoln Park for Thrones, the musical parody. It's put on by some of the best improvisers and musicians in Chicago. I'm talking Baby Wants Candy and the off-Broadway show 50 Shades, the musical parody. I mean, top-level caliber stuff from some great people who have spent a lot of time in Chicago. Joining me tonight is producer and former Chicagoan Emily DeRizes. Emily has served as producer for Baby Wants Candy, also co-writer on 50 Shades, and has performed stand-up on Comedy Central's Tosh.0. She joins me now. Hi, Emily. Thanks for being here.
Hi, Justin. Thanks for having me.
All right. So this is a big thing for you guys because you have a lot going on. I mean, the idea of the Thrones, this has been highly anticipated. The Tribune was writing about this 3-4 months ago. And at the same time, you guys are heading to Edinburgh soon for the Fringe Festival. So you guys are all over the place.
Game of Thrones cannot be denied. And we will not deny it, Justin. Who am I to deny Game of Thrones?
Yeah. You don't want to do that, right?
No, it's our calling.
Well, let's talk about the show. I mean, obviously, you guys had success with 50 Shades of musical parody. Who's involved in the show, and why did you decide to parody Game of Thrones?
Well, 50 Shades, the musical parody, came a couple years ago, and it kind of was similar in that it's like it seems to be just this part of pop culture that you can't get away from. And even if you know nothing about it, you know everything about
it.
Right. So 50 Shades of Musical was, no pun intended, a bit of a broad subject, whereas Game of Thrones is you got to know your stuff. And some of the 50 Shades writers were like obsessed with Game of Thrones. And, you know, because of they come from the Baby Wants Candy world of creating musicals, it just came naturally to be like, you know what? We did 50 Shades of Musical. Let's do a Game of Thrones musical.
Right.
And it's totally making fun of it. And it's also, if you don't watch Game of Thrones, the whole framing of the show is that there's a guy, Brad, that admits to his friends on the season premiere of the final season in the future. Guys, I have actually never watched an episode of Game of Thrones. There's pandemonium and anarchy. And they're like, Brad, sit back. We're going to use everything we can in our little apartment to reenact all 6 seasons of Game of Thrones. And it's a musical.
Well, you have to do that because as an HBO show, it's a wildly popular show. But there are some people like myself that aren't really into Game of Thrones and don't really know all the intricate details of it. So it seems like the smart way to frame something to include other people.
That's right. And I wrote on 50 Shades musical, but when we realized like we should probably start focusing on Game of Thrones, I was like, I watch the show, but I'm not like passionate about Game of Thrones. So I kind of was on the periphery of that process, but it was helpful because I could ask questions like, why are you guys all crying right now about Jon Snow? Like what happened, guys? What just went on? So like that was like it was fun to be a little bit on the outside of that process. And I think it was helpful for them because I'm the person in the audience that hasn't really paid attention or cared that much. And all of a sudden they're like, no, we're going to make you care about these people that you have no idea about.
Yeah. And I think about Chicago being a real great place for musical parody over the years. I mean,
yeah.
I think about they did the Jedi, the musical at I.O. for a long time.
Yes.
And that got in trouble. Star Trek, they did some stuff.
And The Roof is on the Fiddler.
Yeah, right. T.J.
Shanhoff,
right.
Tel Rico.
You know, who's been in studio talking about some of that stuff. But there really is this sort of musical parody lineage in the city of Chicago.
Yeah.
And a lot of those people come from I.O., Second City, and places like Baby Wants Candy.
Right, that's right. And Baby Wants Candy is an improvised musical, so they Never do the same musical twice. And when they get an opportunity to sit down and actually script a show, they definitely pull on everything they've learned from the various training centers and their own musical strengths. But it's definitely a totally different muscle in an improv community to start scripting a musical.
Is it tough? I mean, to do that as you wrote on 50 Shades, is it tough to be able to have that skill to make things up on the spot, especially with music in the background, which I find to be utterly impossible. What you guys do is brilliant magic. It's black magic. But is it tough to make that transition to the written page?
Well, you know, it's funny. I think that you build that strength in the most interesting way, and that is corporate comedy. And I think a lot of actors and improvisers, especially within Chicago, you make your living doing corporate comedy. So Second City and all these places get hired by like Abbott Labs to write the Abbott Lad's Christmas show and make fun of Jeff, the VP that always says the dumbest things. And so you get to know these companies in a way you would never know. And you find out all the things that they laugh at internally. And then you kind of use those same skills to write a parody. Like the audience that is obsessed with Game of Thrones acts like this guy. And so you kind of like, that's kind of the basis of it.
Yeah, it gives you almost like a formula too.
Yeah, because if the audience... I think in our parodies, especially if the audience can see themselves in the characters, that's all they want to just be like, oh my God, that is so you, Justin. You are so on that stage right now.
Well, you guys at Baby Wants Candy have had such a run in Chicago. I mean, it is one of the more iconic improvised, I would just say shows beyond it being a musical parody or a musical improvisation. Talk about that because, you know, this is kind of the next step for Baby Wants Candy. Baby Wants Candy used to be Fridays and Saturday nights at I.O. and then it moved to the Apollo and it was just, that was the gimmick. It was, we're going to play some music and we're going to do a improvised musical. But this is the next step. Is it a logical step for you guys?
I think so. I mean, when I came on with Baby Wants Candy as kind of artistic director and producer, I always had this vision of being like a musical factory. Which I don't mean to make it sound too corporate, but I was just like, you guys are churning out these songs that I have in my head all week and like no one will ever hear them again.
Yeah, right.
What if we actually dedicated ourselves to like putting some of this on paper and recording and archiving this material because it's really good and we have a band, they're making up music every night of the show. So, if you haven't seen a Baby Wants Candy show, they get a title of a musical that's never been performed before from the audience. And in that moment, the first title that they hear, they create a 60-minute improvised musical. And they've literally created about 3,000 musicals around the world.
Yeah, it's unreal. And it's, I mean, it's hard to believe, you know, in the city of Chicago that anyone hasn't seen it at this point because it's run for so long in Chicago. But, you know, as we talk about the idea of making a transition from that kind of theater to a more the parody theater with 50 Shades and Game of Thrones, do you run into different challenges when you have to do that? Because it's not only a scripted piece, we talked about that, but I mean, you are using brand names and licensing and stuff. I know that parody is kind of, you know, skirts the law.
Yeah.
But how do you sort of navigate that world of being able to use the word Thrones in a title and things like that?
Let me just get my lawyer on speakerphone. Just hang on a sec. Well, I will say no problems yet with Thrones. And actually, parody is totally legal in the United States.
Right.
Fun fact, wasn't legal in the UK up until 2015.
Interesting.
Yeah. So, Some people, I won't name names, that may have written possibly 50 Shades of Grey, wasn't crazy about their work being parodied. And so we did definitely hear from her.
Really?
Yeah.
So they can register, you know, disdain for the project, but there's not much they can do past that.
In the UK, actually, it can do a little bit more than that.
Oh, really? So they can essentially say, you can't touch this brand.
Well, that's right. But they can't touch it in the U.S. And actually, 50 Shades is in about 20 countries and 20 languages at this point, and they can't do anything about it. And as of 2015, it's okay in the U.K. It was some old law from like the 20s that basically said you cannot parody in the U.K., which is crazy when you think about all the comedy and all the parody that comes out of the U.K., but it was illegal.
Wow.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Okay, so you guys, what I love about it is you're about to open the show at the Apollo tomorrow night.
Yes.
Starts July 21st, runs till
August 21st.
August 21st. You also at the same time are taking the same show to the Edinburgh Fringe Festival, starts in just a week or week and a half here. Talk about that. Is that a lot of stress on the show? Do you have to essentially have to rehearse two different shows with two different casts?
Yes. And in Edinburgh, we actually like to test shows there. And we did Thrones last summer there. And that's kind of where we workshop things and get them going.
Great.
Same with 50 Shades.
Yeah.
It's where we did one show of 50 Shades in Edinburgh the first time when we found out about that fun parody law. And then we brought it back later.
You learned something.
You learn something every day, Justin.
Right, right.
That's why I say go to Edinburgh. But the Edinburgh time slot is 1 hour. So it's 60 minutes. And at the Apollo, obviously we are doing a much longer show.
Right.
So, you don't have an intermission there, so you have to get everything really tight for that Edinburgh show. And we're going to try maybe a few things at the Apollo that we couldn't try in Edinburgh.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, you're a veteran of the Edinburgh Fringe Festival, and I've gone and I've talked about it on the show that it's one of the most exciting kind of moments in anyone who does any sort of theater to be at a festival like that, because the town in Edinburgh, Scotland, just kind of turns into
it's
a
like,
one big theater rehearsal.
I always say it's like a combination of like an election campaign and summer camp, but like times five.
Right?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, the population of Edinburgh is multiplied times like seven for
That's
the month of August.
Yeah, and it's fun. I mean, where do you guys? I mean, Baby Wants Candy. When I went in, 1999, 2000, mm-hmm. were the mainstays. You guys took some time off, but you're back since 2010. You were back in and
yes.
with Thrones and other things. I mean, do audiences sort of they connect to you coming back and being a mainstay at that festival?
Well, yeah, they do. And I think that's because we feed them because the name Baby Wants Candy. First of all, it's the only place in the world that flyering works.
Right.
People are so overwhelmed with options for shows that they are like begging anyone to tell them what to see. Because they all feel like they're missing out. And our flyers, we get an army of production team interns, and they flyer and give candy out all day long.
Yep.
So that's how you do it.
So
make sure candy's in the name of your show and then hand out candy.
It is true, because we played in a small theater. It was like maybe 75 seats. And what we would do with Schadenfreude is we would split the group. Half the group would go down to the Royal Mile and flyer.
Right.
And try to get everybody out. And the other half would go see other people's shows.
Uh-huh.
Which
I know that game.
And then you'd be like, hey, we saw your show. You should come see ours.
Hey, cast of 30. We loved Grey Gardens with 30 people.
It's funny because there's some people that I still keep in contact with through Facebook or whatever that I saw their show in Edinburgh. And they were cast from California or from New Zealand or something of that nature. And it was always fun to meet so many different people from so many places.
And we go to see a lot of American high school shows, and they always have big casts. One of our cast of Baby Wants Candy was in an American high school show way back in the day. We didn't know this, but he always tells us a story of like his high school kind of ran out of budget sending everybody over there, and so they couldn't bring a set, and so they had to bring inflatable. They got like beach furniture, which I don't know where you get that in the UK.
So
they were doing Anything Goes, and they couldn't have any set, so it was all like a black vacuum and with inflatable furniture, so they made it Anything Goes in space.
There you go. See?
Yeah.
Let's see. That's good. That's good. All right. So the show is on stage at the Apollo Theater in Lincoln Park. It's called Thrones, the Musical Parody. It is starting tomorrow night, June 21st, and running through August 14, you said? Or 21. You can find it all online. Look up Thrones, Musical Parody. I want to thank former Chicagoan Emily DeRizis, who's back for this.
Yeah.
Where are you at now, LA?
Los Angeles.
All right. Congrats.
Thanks.
Producer for Baby Wants Candy and a co-writer on her past show, 50 Shades, the musical parody. Thanks for coming in studio.
That was a pleasure. Thanks so much for having me.
Good luck with the Fringe.
Yeah. Thank you.